Very good to be back once again. Yes. Welcome to the Transform You live show with your boy, Marcus Hart. I'd like to be called nowadays the real Marcus Hart because there's only one and only. Yes, indeed. And we are back for our second, can I get a, second episode. And this topic of today's episode is the toxic of trust issues. The toxic of trust issues. Man, isn't there a lot of people out there who's suffering from trust issues? I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged, people. Look at me. But I'm here to tell you that I have found some different strategies and different solutions that has allowed me to open myself up to put all that trust issue garbage that's create all the toxicity within the mind, within the heart, within the spirit. I left it behind. It's gone. Now, every now and then, that little,
hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Every now and then, whoever that is whispering in my ear, they'll come around and they will, just persuade me out of my good feelings, out of my positivity, all of my just bliss of just natural way of being who I was born on earth to be. And dude, I feel like I have been going through some things that I could just honestly say, like, dude, this is a matter of a trust. This is a matter of an issue of trust. Rather that be people that I encounter on a day-to-day basis. Rather that be just some awkward situations. And when you look at in media, it's there. The toxic is there. All right? They just continuing on and on and on, spreading this narrative. Man. And it's like, when is it going to stop? When are we going to stop doing this to ourselves and doing it to the people we care most about? Or just people who we ain't even began to connect with yet? And that's right there is an opportunity. It's an opportunity right there to grow something special. Something that could help you grow in whatever you are trying to do in your purpose and in your mission in life. It could make a lot of things better if we drop this issue we have. And when you say issue, there is you. The issues of trust. We got to do better, people. Because like, it's these million-dollar questions we ask ourselves. Can I trust them? Can I trust you? Can I trust it? Can I trust her? Can I trust him? Can I trust myself? And the scariest one of them all, can I trust time, the ways of this universe, God, if there is a God? Because the minute you do that, the minute you say that, you automatically saying, this whole thing of a higher intelligence, this whole thing of a higher power. Is it true? Is even my life, is it true? Or is this just some big dream? This leads to a lot of crap, man. What it leads to, it leads to deliberation. So you constantly deliberating. You stuck. You just deliberating. It leads to fear. This fear of just the craziest things, man. Things that ain't even happened yet. Fear of people. Fear of even yourself. Or total evasion altogether. You're not going there. I'm not going there. Pimping, just keep going. I'm going to stay right here pimping. And I'm going to be all righty. Yeah, you can be all right and think you all right. But as long as you think you all right, you're going to be subpar of all right. But what does it hurt most in our lives when we are having these trust issues? It hurts, once again, the relationships. It hurts our financial responsibility, our ability to be responsible with our finances and with our wealth. It affects our talents and skills. Because if you are having some trust issues, surely you don't even trust your own talents and skills. The things you were born with naturally and the things you were gifted with through your experience in life of learning, observing, and digesting all of that good stuff that can make you just awesome. It stops and it hurts forward thinking. The ability to move forward. The ability to think forward. It stops it. So let's get rid of that one. Trust, man. This is what we're talking about. This is what I'm going to be talking about for the next couple of minutes here. I only got a little bit of time because I'm not about to hold anybody long because I got cooking chicken right now. Cooking chicken. I'm cooking chicken. But I'm trusting that it's going to be all right once I finish this broadcast. But what is the root of our trust issues? Where does it come from? Where does it start? Is these assumptions, these false assumptions in our head that we create, these lies that we tell ourselves, all these different lies, okay? We're selling ourselves a bunch of garbage. And then it creates all these different actions on the surface that people can see, that if we will stop our own selves, we will see the BS that we are doing. We start pretending. We do a lot of pretending. We are good pretenders. We pretend that we actually trust somebody. We pretend that we actually trust our own judgment. We will pretend that, like, we trust the situation at hand. And that's horrible, man. That's flat out horrible. That's deplorable. And then what you're doing, you're going it all alone. You all alone in this. You think because you around people and you're pretending that you okay, that you all right. But you all alone, man. And that's terrible because that taking you down a dark path. But what's all controlling all of this? What is the gatekeeper of why you, my friend, and myself too, when I go there and travel that dark road, what is the gatekeeper controlling your trust issues? It's your emotions, in addition to this assumptions and lies that you create in your head, you know, when you get a little cuckoo. The emotions, man. It's your emotions. You're choosing to go forward with all these crazy emotions. You know, you are so on the dope of the false assumptions of people, situations, and even your own doubting of yourself in the higher power, that you allow your emotions to drive you all crazy, and all the pretending you doing, it turns to total chaos because you are doing a lot of judging. You are doing a lot of destruction of yourself, of valuable relationships, relationships that could be valuable, things that could benefit you financially, things that could benefit you health-wise, things that could use, that could just make you so much better and put you on a higher plateau. You and your emotions and the crazy things in your head has tore you down and made you toxic from all of your trust issues. Let's get rid of that one. So you sold on this narrative, man, and about trust, and you believe that, like, I have to build trust with people in order to trust them. But you don't trust them from the get-go because you already didn't develop this narrative in your head. You have already allowed the media to sell on fear. You have bit into it. You scared to death. You scared as hell. And you don't want to admit it. You scared. You running crazy, my friends. And you feel like you gotta build trust with everybody. When are you gonna give it? You don't even wanna give it. So how can you build something you're not even willing to get? That don't make sense. That's like telling somebody, look, I'm gonna hire you, right? But you're not gonna get your paycheck because you gotta work enough hours before you get your paycheck. But you just told me though. I'm telling you, I'm the boss, and then I'm gonna reverse my role. I'm the employee. Me, the boss, says I'm gonna pay you $10 an hour, but I'm not gonna pay you until you work a certain amount of hours. But you just said to me, you paying me $10 an hour. No, you have to work. Just is the same metaphorically with this whole trust. Hey, I'm gonna trust you, but I'm not gonna trust you. You gotta build it. You got certain levels. There's levels to this. Oh, trust issues. A nice song I like by Drake, by the way. But on the contrary, so, dude, this is not what we should be doing. This is bull. What about yourself and God? Okay. So if you got this whole belief about trust, if you are sold on this narrative about trust because you are so scared, you are going into your prayers half-assed. You are going into everything that's supposed to develop you on a personal level half-assed. You're not doing it correctly. All right? While nature is going about business as usual. Nature ain't doing this. Only you. Nature is not having this whole wall of trust issues. Nature moves forward. It thrives. The little ant is doing better than you are because it doesn't have trust issues. The earth, as it spins constantly and constantly, and time moves on and on and on, does not have any trust issue. It spins. But you will not simply allow yourself to let someone in, let new situations and adventures in, and even allow yourself to exercise the things God has given you. And what you do, you miss out on opportunities. You pass out on things. You miss an opportunity to be successful. So here's the antidote. You want to know? You want the medicine? Well, here's the medicine. Dr. Marcus Hart has the medicine for you. The antidote is you need to develop more power in your faith and develop a healthy sense of hope. Not false hope. You want to learn more about the logical side of everything, okay? Don't develop these things based on feelings. Find the logic, find the fact of the matter before you say, oh, I don't trust it. Oh, I don't trust her. But you have no factual reason whatsoever not to trust.